the power of His name. Hallelujah. By the anointing of His Spirit in our life, God is moving in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Bless the name of Jesus. Come in here expecting normal anymore. Amen. I'm going to break the mold in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We're going to have a move of God every time we open these doors. Amen. God's Spirit's going to heal people like He did this young lady here tonight. Amen. Touched her back. Amen. She couldn't feel her feet when she walked in here. She left feeling her feet, took her brace off. God is doing miracles. Amen. God's touching my brother in the hospital right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And He can fill you. He can touch you. He can deliver you tonight. Amen. It's a matter of what you want in your life. Amen. There's no other way to put it. Amen. If you want the Holy Ghost, you can have it. It is a free gift that you must receive. Amen. And that takes repentance. I'm sorry, God. Clean me up. Turn me around. I'm not living right. Forgiveness, and God forgives you, and it just happens when you worship Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to continue the 10 commandments. We're in the 9th commandment tonight. Exodus 20, 16. I think God really likes this one. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy brother. Amen. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. The 9th commandment. How important is truth to you? Does truth mean anything to you? Do you like it when somebody tells you an untruth? Hey, Brother Matt, I'll be there at 9:00 and never show up. Or, you know, we don't like it when somebody says they're going to do something and they don't. I'll pay you back. And they don't. To fully appreciate the 9th commandment with its prohibition of lying, we must realize how important truth is to God. God hates a liar, the scripture says. Amen? I don't care if it's a little white lie, just a little untruth. God hates lying. Amen? Because the devil is the father of all lies. Amen? Hallelujah. He is against him. He is against that spirit, that lying spirit. Amen? And we must realize tonight how important this is to God. This is one of His 10 commandments. And it is very important. What do the scriptures tell us about God, His word, and truth? Amen. Does anybody believe that God is the God of truth? Amen. Amen. So we can notice what several verses tell us in Proverbs 35. It says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. You want to be shielded from the things of this world? Then put your trust in God. Amen? Anybody? Amen. All right. Preach with me tonight. Teach with me tonight. Praise God. I believe that. Every word of God is pure. Hallelujah. Daniel's reference to God's word as Daniel 10:21, the scripture of truth. Amen. But I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth. And there is none that holdeth with me in these things but Michael, your prince. God is a God of truth. Jesus Christ said of God the Father in John 17:17. It says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. He was talking about the disciples. Amen. They walked in truth. The Bible throughout teaches that Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should what? Lie. Neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken and shall he not make it good? When God says something in his word, you can mark it down. It's truth. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is what? One Lord. That's truth. Amen. Besides me, there is none other. That's truth. God is a God of truth. And when he says something in his word, it is truth. Amen. It don't matter if Peter spoke it, if Matthew spoke it. It don't matter if James spoke it. It does not matter. It is his word. Amen. And he inspired that word through the Holy Ghost, through his spirit. He moved on men and gave them the word, his word. And that word to us becomes truth. Amen. Because it works. Amen. You want to know if the word of God is truth? Try it out. Put it to work. Put it to practice in your life. Make it come alive in your life. The word is truth. It works. Amen. So, where was I? What scripture was I just on there? All right. Thank you. It explains that Psalms, in Psalms 33:4. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. Man, are you getting the picture that we serve a God of truth? Amen. All his works are done in truth. Amen. We serve a God of truth. He is our source of truth. God requires that his servants always speak truthfully under God's inspiration. King David, amen, he writes in Psalms 15, beginning in verse 1, he says, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up reproach against his neighbor. Amen. That's someone with truth residing in their nature, in their life. Amen. God is that source. Amen. God is able to help you tonight if you struggle with telling the truth. Amen. Because he is all about truth. Amen. Jesus is the truth. Restoring regard for truth as a universal way of life will be a priority when Jesus Christ, amen, when he comes back for his church, amen, when he returns and establishes his rule on this earth. In Zechariah 8:3, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, I am returned unto Zion, and I will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And Jerusalem shall be called a city of truth. And the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain." Amen. God is going to restore truth. Amen. Here on earth. Amen. We're walking in a world that has no truth. Fake news. Amen. Everything, you can't pick something up in the papers. You can't look at it on any social media and know if it's truth. You have to search and find out if they're telling the truth. It's frustrating. You just want to know what's going on. And you pick something up and you think, wow, look at this. And then somebody says, you better fact check that. Because this world is driven by a lie. This world has been deceived since Adam and Eve to follow the God of all lies. Amen. That's why so many walk in lie. And for fear of what others will say or do to them, will not believe the truth, even though they see it black and white. Because they don't want to make waves in their families. Because they don't want to go against the grain of what they've been taught, even though it's been a lie for many years. Truth matters. Amen. God, when he shows back up, is going to establish truth in our lives. Amen. Truth in our relationships with Christ is important. Our personal relationship with Jesus begins with our acceptance of and surrender to God's word as truth. Amen. You got to believe. Amen. You got to believe. Amen. The devils do that. The devils believe. They're believers. Amen. That's why you can't stop there at believing, because the devil's got that figured out. You got to move on to receiving what the truth is for salvation. What the word says. Amen. Because the word is truth. Jesus said that. Thy word is truth. Amen. If you want to know the truth, get your Bible out and search it. Amen. Don't listen to what some preacher says on television. Amen. Don't listen to what some preacher says down the road. Get your Bible out and search the truth. Amen. It won't contradict itself. Amen. The word will speak for itself. The word is truth. Ephesians 1:13. It says, "In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise." What's the Holy Spirit of promise? The Holy Ghost. Amen. They obeyed the gospel way back in Acts. Those churches that were established. Amen. That's what Paul was preaching to. A church in Ephesus that had went home from Jerusalem and started church there. preaching the gospel of repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, the infilling of the Holy Ghost. They were preaching truth. Amen. Preaching the word that Jesus had given them to preach. We must follow God's truth. When Jesus stood trial just before his crucifixion, the Roman governor Pilate asked Christ if he were truly a king. And Jesus responded by surmising his mission and noting who would respond to his message. John 18, 37. It says, Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Jesus Christ's character was and is perfect, is the perfect reflection of the character of our Heavenly Father. Amen. Because he was in him. All the fullness of God dwelt in that body. Amen. And the God of truth. In response to his question from one of his disciples, Jesus said in John 14, 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Through the name of Jesus Christ. You can't make it to heaven where God dwells in all of his glory. Amen. When we get there, all we're going to see is Jesus Christ sitting on that throne. Amen. God, the righteous. Amen. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:15. It says, but speaking the truth. Where do we go? In love. May grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Now, anybody knows anything with any more than one head is a freak. Amen? It's not normal. Jesus Christ is the head of all principalities, all powers, all kingdoms. He's the head of everything. King of kings, Lord of lords. Because he's God. Amen. Jesus Christ, God, manifest. He means you can see and touch and feel him. Amen. He's manifest to us. He come and dwell in that human body so that he could experience what you go through in life. The hurts, the pains, the getting tired, feeling drained, and all those things he was able to touch and feel, yet without sin. Amen. He was God and man all at the same time. Amen. Hallelujah. Truth. To be disciples of Jesus Christ, we must resolve to consistently speak the truth. We got to demonstrate the sincerity of our love for others. Amen. We must also accept and obey. Amen. As the way of truth. the commandments and the teachings of God. Amen. We can't just, I really like this scripture over here, but I'll just jump a few chapters to get over that one, because I really don't like what it says in there. I don't really like what it's telling me there. We can't do that in the Word of God. Amen. We must examine all the scripture. Amen. Because it's for us. Amen. And when we put this scripture to work in our lives and we start to obey it, then God shows up even bigger. And God shows up even better. And God shows up even greater in your life, because it draws him to you, someone that is obedient to his word. He didn't want disobedience. He put that out of heaven a long time ago. Amen. He said, ain't going to happen in my kingdom. Amen. And that's why we deal with it so strongly here on earth. Untruth, lies, deceit. It is prevalent in our society because there is a God of this world. Amen. That is trying to deceive you. That is doing his dead level best to keep you out of the house of God. Amen. He's doing his dead level best to get your mind just a little off. Amen. He's trying to just put subtle thoughts into your mind about this person and about that person so that you won't have unity in the spirit. Amen. Together. Amen. He will do anything to cause us to not believe the truth. Amen. Lying abounds, folks. It abounds in our lives. It is almost impossible nowadays to be certain who, if anyone, is telling the truth. Even in the church. I've made claims that I need to walk around with a tape recorder because of what somebody says. They'll say next week, I never said that. Was I dreaming? Well, what happened? Where did I come up with this grand scheme? Somebody told me something, but it's in the church as well. Amen. Because of our own pride and our own desire to be thought of greatly, we don't care if we tell a lie. We don't care if we tell an untruth. It is prevalent in our society. Almost everyone tries to balance the risk of being caught against and perceived benefits of lying. Some businesses display amazing creativity in camouflaging deceit when they advertise their products. Do you ever go to the grocery store and get a bag of oranges? They've camouflaged their bag to make that orange look more orange. You pull it out of the bag and it's like, what happened? They're trying to deceive you into thinking, man, this is a really good orange. It's a really ripe orange. But you have to go home and put it in a brown bag for 6 weeks and let it get ripe before you can eat it. They've learned the art of deception. Amen. They know how to fill a bag of chips, make it look completely full, and you pop that thing open and it's about folded in half and there's that much chips left in the bag. Ice cream used to be a half gallon and they cut it just a little bit to make it look like a half gallon. How long did it take us to figure out it wasn't a half gallon anymore? Lord, what is the world coming to? My goodness. I'm being funny, but it is so true. Our society is driven by telling a lie. Amen. Deceiving you to get something. Deceiving you to take it. And because that's what the enemy of our soul does. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And don't you forget that. He's coming after you. I don't care how long you've been in the church. I don't care how long you've praised God. I don't care how long, how much scripture you read. I don't care how long you pray. The enemy of your soul is coming after you. He's not giving up. He's relentless. So you better hold your hand in guard and find a way to keep vigilant against the liar. Because he's trying his dead level best to deceive you to stop living for God. If he can just put a little doubt in your mind. Oh, that preacher, you know. Get you to thinking wrongly about the man of God and the things of God and the ways of God. He will put things in your spirit. Amen. To deceive you so that you will not follow the truth. Amen. Lying is an accepted way of life. Our world is accurately described by Isaiah's description of ancient Israel in Isaiah 5:59-4. It says, "None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity. They speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity." You know, the Lord said, nothing's new under the sun. They were lying and cheating and stealing and doing all kinds of ungodly things back then. Amen. We're living in a world that is driven by the God of this world, the God of all lies, the God of deception. Jeremiah 7:28, it says, "But thou shalt say unto them, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord, their God, nor receiveth correction, truth, is perished and is cut off from their mouth. Then, as now, people routinely inject deceit into their relationships, personal and social and political and religious and economic. It's all around us. Dishonesty. I as a pastor, I cannot stand when I go talk to somebody and they promise me up one side and down the other that they are going to come to church, knowing full well that they are never going to walk through those doors. But there's something that's within the human makeup to lie right directly to your face. You know how you tell when somebody's a liar? They won't look you in the eye. You look at them and they're like, it's because deceit rules their life. When you can't look a man in the eye, you're not telling the truth. Or you're very convicted. But you ought to be able to look somebody right in the eye and talk to them. Because something is perceived through the eyes. I can't explain it, but when I see somebody and I talk to somebody and they're sincere to me and they're talking to me and they're looking straight in the eye, amen, something sincere is taking place there. Besides our conversation. Something's connecting in our spirit through the eye. Amen. So, are you truthful? Now comes the important question to your personality, to you personally. Are you truthful? Back in the day, you know, a handshake was all a man needed. If I shook your hand in agreement, that was just as good as a contract. But how far have we gone from that? Amen. Now it doesn't matter if you write a contract. They'll find a hole in it. So are we truthful? It doesn't matter what this world is doing. They're gonna talk to God one day. But you here tonight, are you truthful? If somebody grabbed you on your vacation and took you away and said, deny your God. You're a Christian. Will you be truthful till death? Amen. We got to do some deciding in our lives. Amen. It may not go that far in our life, but if we're caught telling a lie and we die, God's not going to be pleased with us. Amen. So lying is very important. Don't do it. Thou shalt not. God was very specific. He don't like it. Matter of fact, you don't see him use this word too much, but he hates it. I don't want to get God hating me because I allow that spirit in me. Amen. I want to be a man of character. Amen. To where when I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And if I ain't, I'll call you and tell you. I ain't going to do it. I messed up. I shouldn't have said I was going to do that. It's just being honest. Being truthful. Amen. It's a good practice to get into. Amen. These questions are crucial, and you need to ask and answer them truthfully to yourself. Am I a liar? Do I use lying for my best interest? Temptation to lie never cease. Amen. It's always there. Because you don't want to look bad. But I'm here to tell you tonight, if you'll tell the truth, you may lose the job. You may get, but God is going to be on your side. But you go ahead and tell a lie, and then you'll have to tell another one. And then you'll have to tell another one. And you'll be so miserable, and you won't have the blessings of God on your life. It is better to tell the truth. I did my dead level best to tell my bosses the truth when I knocked the big old thing over outside the gas pumps, the canopy. Oh, God, I gotta go tell the truth. I walk in there. Mr. Owner, I knocked over the canopy with the crane. All right. Try to fix it. My policy is to tell the truth. Our policy ought to be to tell the truth. time I thought I had the car in park and drove through the gate. I tried to fix it so that it would work the next day, but I went and told them as soon as I got to work, the gate, I ran through the gate. I knocked it clean out. It was straight out like an L. But I told the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I want to be right with God. Amen. I might lose a job. I might lose something, or, you know, things might not go my way for a little while, but I'm going to be right with God. Amen. If I die, God's going to take me because I'm living right. Amen. That's all that matters, really. Amen. If we really believe this doctrine, this faith, God's going to take care of us. Amen. Tell the truth. You mess up, fess up. Same here in the church. Don't lie about making a mistake. It's okay. Nobody's going to take a hammer and beat you over the head. Tell the truth. If something broke, tell it. We'll get another one. It's only stuff. That's what makes the world go round. Well, we got a motto in the construction field. If you ain't breaking nothing, you're not doing nothing. You just got to work. Things are going to happen. Things are going to break. It's okay. Relax. Tell the truth. Amen. We'll get another one. It's important to God. We face a fundamental choice. We follow God's example of truthfulness and honesty in our actions, in our communications. And we follow that example of our originator of lying, Satan. And Jesus tells us that the devil in John 8:44, it says, "You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, and he is a liar and the father of all lies." So when he slips up on your shoulder next week and tells you that you can't live for God, you understand one thing: he's a liar. Because there ain't a devil in hell that can keep you from living for God. Amen? I don't care what you're doing. I don't care where you're at. God is able to deliver you and set you free from what you're in if you'll repent. If you'll turn around and if you'll get covered in his blood again. Amen. I'm telling you, there's no liar in hell that can stop you from living for God. So don't listen to that father of lies who tells you you're not worthy of living for God. Who tells you that you're not worth anything in your life. That you're no good. You never have been. He's a liar. God don't see you that way. Amen. God has greater things in store for you if you'll just live in obedience to him. Amen. And live a life of obeying. Simple. Amen. It's simple to live for God. Just be obedient. Just do what God asks us to do. Follow his ways. Obey the gospel. Obey his word. Obey these commandments. This is what we're talking about here. If you can, I'm telling you, if you can follow these 10 commandments in your life, you can live for God. You can go to heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. It all is encompassed about in these commandments. Our way of life, living for God, living righteous and holy, understanding who God is.
It's all wrapped up right here in 10 commandments. Starts at the beginning. Amen. Get them out and read them. See if you can find a Holy Trinity in there. Not in there. Not in those commandments. Amen. The ways of God are in these commandments. And if we can follow them. God went farther than these commandments in the New Testament. Amen. He didn't say, stop doing them. He said, do them and this too. If you want to live right. Amen. Follow the Lord. Follow His ways. Jeremiah 17, 9 through 10. I'm trying to hurry. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his way and according to his fruit of his doings. Don't listen to your heart. Oh, I just feel it in my heart. Your heart's deceitful. Your heart's going to lead you wrong. Amen. Make sure you line what your heart is feeling up with this word. Amen? Because your heart is deceitful. Who can know it? Amen? Obey the Lord. God understands our nature and reveals how to combat it. And Jesus explained that even though we may be willing to obey, our flesh is weak. This is the whole purpose of Him coming to earth. It's because our flesh was too weak to follow the law. So He had to make a way so that we could become righteous, and that only way that could happen was that a sinless sacrifice be made. And the only thing that was sinless was God of all creation, the Creator, the Spirit, God. So God had to design a body for His Spirit to come and reside in. And He decided to do that in a man. That man was Christ Jesus. Walked here, grew up, understood life, and laid Himself a sacrifice on a tree. Amen? They didn't take His life. He laid His own life down as a sacrifice. And by us taking that blood from that lamb slain from the foundation of the world. How's that possible? He was born of Mary. But it says He was the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He was God. That's how it happened. He was the God of truth. And when He did that for you and I, amen, now it's not me that's righteous. It's the blood that is applied onto me that makes me righteous. His righteous blood cleanses me from all unrighteousness. And if I can just stay under that umbrella of His blood in repentance and live there, I mess up. Forgive me of my sins, God. I just want to walk with You. I just want to write. I just want to live for You. And I stay in that vein of living for God. I can become righteous through Christ. Amen. That's the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the truth. Don't be deceived by just accepting God as your personal Savior. Because that ain't even in the book. You can't accept God. God has to accept you after you repent. Because He's the one that's righteous. I'm the one that's messed up. I'm the one that's done wrong. I'm the one that's the sinner. God has to accept me. God has to, you know, make sure that my sins are remitted because of His righteousness, of His glory. God knows your life. He understands. He sees your heart and mind. Amen. How then can we neutralize this weakness? And through the pen of the Apostle Paul, he explains the cause of the solution to the universal human problem. Citing himself as an example, Paul describes the timeless human struggle in Romans 7:14-15. It says, "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal and sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I." Sound like anybody here? Do you understand this flesh is desperately wicked? It wants to do its own thing. That's why we have to keep it under the blood. Amen. That's why we got to surrender our body, a living sacrifice to God. Amen. Because my flesh continually wants to do the wrong thing. It doesn't want to tell the truth. Amen. But if I can allow the Spirit of God to rule and reign in me, then I can rise above this flesh and walk in the Spirit. Amen. The new man. Amen. You tonight can walk in this newness of life, in the truth of the Word of God. We can relate to Paul. We have experienced the same frustrations, the remorse. Paul continues in Romans 7:22-24. It says, "For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" Amen. God wants us to have the way of truth. Amen. We can walk in truth tonight. We can walk in the power of the Spirit of God in our lives. We can overcome deceit. Amen. We can overcome all the wiles of the devil that he tries to throw at us, those deceitful things that he tries to put in our minds to tell us that we're no good, that we can't do anything for God. Amen. We can walk in the way of truth. And those who are willing, who willingly believe and obey the truth, God can be, you can believe the truth by being baptized in Jesus' name and receiving the Holy Ghost, the Spirit, and become members of His church. Amen? Not this church. Members of His church, when you're born into His kingdom. Amen. He refers to them as, in Matthew 5:14, light of the world. Ye are the light of the world. And they repent. They represent the way of truth. Amen. When you become filled with His Spirit and you have His blood applied on your life, you will walk in truth, truthfulness. You will walk in those things. You'll desire to be truthful. Paul calls God's church the pillar in the ground of truth. And its members are the servants of truth, the living and true God. Amen. We are a part of the righteous truth of God's word. Amen. If we can rightly divide His truth, we can be truthful. Amen. If we can understand His word, put it in our hearts. Hide His word in your heart, that I might not sin against God, that I might tell the truth.
Yeah.
Amen. So don't go telling lies. Amen. Don't be a false witness. Don't tell to save your skin. Because the scripture says, if you save your own life, you'll lose it.
Right.
Amen? So tell the truth. Let's stand.